One of the many impacts from the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic is on schools and education. This is Lisa Berry, and that impacts so many people, from teachers to students and their families, and has caused some disagreements as the Ann Arbor Public School District continues to offer only online virtual learning and no in-person education. Joining us now on WEMU to talk more about that is Ann Arbor Public School Superintendent Dr. Janice Swift.
Thank you, Lisa. It's great to join you today.
Governor Gretchen Whitmer has urged Michigan schools to offer all K-12 students the option of returning to the classroom by March 1st. And we want to know what your current thoughts about complying with that. And we'll point out it's a suggestion. It's only a suggestion, not an order from the governor. So where are you on that at this point for Ann Arbor Public Schools?
Well, I appreciate the opportunity, Lisa. We have all come such a long way through this COVID crisis, and it seems like just today we're crossing 11 months in this time, and we all agree on the significant need to have our students and our staff back to in-school learning. And I just want to share that we all look forward, every member of our staff and our community looks forward to that day when we can welcome our students back. We set our course to a spring opening and made that announcement back on January 13th. And we certainly understand the numerous advantages of having our students in-school learning. We are experiencing a little bit of a setback right now, really about being on the top and the bottom of two important lists. One of those is the level of community spread. I think you're aware, Lisa, that Washtenaw County has had that highest case rate, while Michigan has declined and the region has declined. Washtenaw County remains at the highest level, level E. And then, of course, as you saw in the report by NEA, that our county and our school district really at the bottom of the list for teacher and school personnel vaccinations. So we continue our preparations. We're engaging in community information sessions now so that our parents and our students and everyone will be ready. But we're a little bit concerned right at this moment that we're not quite at the point of setting a date yet.
Last week, you received a letter and a petition from 350 area physicians and psychologists. And of course, you know, I spoke to them and they made a point of saying that they had more people who wanted to sign it, but they really wanted to keep it to physicians and psychologists, and cited a lot of data saying that it is safe to have in-person learning. What was your reaction to that?
Well, we always appreciate and we're fortunate in Ann Arbor to have so many medical and health experts and researchers, and we appreciate hearing again from the physicians group. Absolutely agree with all the points that they make around the needs that our students have. I do want to share, and I think folks are aware, that our full team of counselors and wraparound support social workers and all of our team have been deployed every day of the school year. So just want to remind folks that although certainly it's not like being in school, our students are receiving those supports. So we respect that component. We know that that's very much part of our reality. And yet another part of our reality is to be responsible in our school system. So, you know, Lisa, we have to be able to guarantee that we'll have a highly qualified, certificated teacher in every classroom, that we'll be able to have a qualified bus driver driving every school bus, and that our child nutrition services will be fully staffed. So we do have a wide set of operational concerns that we also have to factor in, as well as what we hear from our families who have the greatest needs. And that is their concerns about the risk of in-school learning at this time. Full 25 to 30% of our students come from homes impacted by poverty. We are a majority diverse district, and our families tend to live in more urban, more dense settings, multi-generational households. So there are certainly just a lot of factors to consider in this larger question of when is the right time to get back into in-person learning.
What are you hearing from teachers and staff? What is their sentiment? Are they ready to get back to the classroom and they're saying, come on, Dr. Swift, why aren't we doing this? Or are they as hesitant and following the facts that you cited at the start of this conversation about how the variant cases are up in Washtenaw County and vaccinations may not be as high as people had hoped for?
Yes. Our staff, our teachers and leaders and support staff, every day I hear and I know very much want to be back in school with our students. We look forward to that day when we can welcome our students back to school. And yet, very clearly, there is a great deal of concern and fear around the risks associated with this virus. Teaching and learning is an indoor activity in the middle of a Michigan winter. So there are concerns, Lisa. We watch that, the every Monday MDHHS report that shares with us how many infections have been transmitted in schools the prior week. We're now well over 7,700 cases that have been transmitted in schools. Certainly, that doesn't represent all of the infections in schools, but certainly those that have been deemed to have been transmitted. So there are real concerns around health and safety. And certainly, we hope that with the coming of the vaccine, we'll be able to get over that hurdle and get our staff and our students back to an in-school learning environment.
Yeah, there are many school districts in the state of Michigan that have returned to some in-person learning. Ann Arbor has not. Are you saying that's because the numbers and the statistics and the facts of what's happening in Ann Arbor and Washtenaw County is different from the rest of the state or the country in some cases?
I appreciate that question. You know, every community has a unique set of factors that they have to consider. Every town has a story, and certainly Ann Arbor does as well. So, you know, I don't suppose to speak for the other communities and towns out there, and yet in Ann Arbor Public Schools, those COVID case numbers have been concentrated in our Ann Arbor Public Schools, as well as Ipsy Public Schools zip codes. I speak almost daily to my partner, Lena Zachary Ross, the Ipsy superintendent, and we understand that there are definite realities in a district, in districts that are majority diverse, that are more urban, that are larger, and those are realities that we all face.
So can you say at this point in mid-February whether or not you're going to be able to meet the governors? And again, it's a recommendation. It's not an order to have some in-person learning by March 1st. Can you say whether or not you think that's going to happen at this point?
We are monitoring that situation every week. We look at that data every day and post it every week. I update the community regularly. At this time, we're not able to set a firm date because Washtenaw County remains, according to My Safe Start, at the highest level of risk, level E, as well as right here in Ann Arbor, we are home to more than half of the COVID B117 variant cases are right here in Ann Arbor. And we know that that variant causes the infection rate, the level of infection contagiousness to be much higher. So at this time, we will continue to monitor week by week And at a time when we see a break in this data, and we see progress on our vaccinations and other things coming into order, then we will set that date. And we've promised that we'll watch it every week. And we're still optimistic, Lisa. We want to be back, particularly for our youngest students, for our students with the greatest needs, and also for our secondary students who have just a real desire to rejoin their teachers and friends in an in-school learning environment. We know that won't fit every family's need for this COVID school year, but we are determined to have that as a part of our offerings just as soon as we're safely able to do so.
Ann Arbor Public School Superintendent Dr. Janice Swift, thanks so much for talking to us here on WEMU.
Thank you, Lisa. I appreciate the opportunity.